Hi, my name is Max from Easy Freight Customs Brokers and Freight Forwarders. Today we will talk about three tips on importing goods into New Zealand and how you can avoid costly mistakes. Join me now and feel free to ask any questions in the comments and we will read every single one. You will learn how New Zealand Customs and New Zealand MPI Biosecurity will charge you and some hidden costs that you may not be aware of. What are the common mistakes in the transport documents and how you can save money on freight? I'm sure there will be other practical tips that I will come up during the talk. If you want to learn other business tips and be the first one to notify, then make sure you subscribe to our show.
Welcome to the show for business owners, proudly brought to you by easyfreight.co.nz. In this show, we introduce successful tools and tactics which you can apply today. Subscribe now and take your business to the next level.
Let's begin with New Zealand Customs and MPI Biosecurity charges or other costs related to those government agencies. First of all, a lot of New Zealand importers, they do not realize that while there are a lot of duty-free agreements with many countries, you have to follow certain rules to make sure you can claim these duty-free benefits. For example, if you import some goods out of Australia, the common knowledge is that if it's manufactured in Australia and it's out of Australia, then you shouldn't be paying any duties. But that's actually not the case in many situations. For example, if you import goods out of Australia, but they are manufactured in some other European country that New Zealand doesn't have a free duty trade agreement, then there is a big chance that you will have to pay extra duties and will be very upset, and you don't want to do this. So make sure you talk to your local customs broker and get an advice. By all means, whatever I'm gonna mention today during this live talk, it's a general information and your situation could be different. So make sure you talk to a specialist before you make any decision. Another thing about New Zealand customs related costs that you may not be aware of is that, especially if you are a new importer or just started importing recently, the government agencies tend to pay attention to that kind of importers a bit more. So they may ask you to arrange an x-ray of the container or some kind of inspection of the goods to make sure your contents, they are the same whatever you declared on the paperwork. And if you want to organize an x-ray of the container, if you imagine the logistics of it, you have to book a special space at the port. If the x-ray is to be done at the port, you have to move the container or the goods from one area to another area, and that costs money. You're gonna pay at least roughly $200 for port movements. Then if you do that late, and once again, if you haven't spoken to your customs broker advice, you may actually have to pay for storage because you've got a limited time to organize that. Ports allow on average 3-5 days for you to sort out your paperwork and make sure it's moving out of the port. Some ports allow you to enjoy extra free storage at the port, some don't because they could be busy and they are short on space. So that's the second fee that you have to budget for and be careful that you've got all your paperwork done on time. Another biosecurity related cost is that if you don't complete the paperwork properly, then New Zealand MPI Biosecurity will ask you again to arrange an inspection to make sure the goods are clean. For example, common mistake is you're not completing the correct quarantine declaration, or you're not doing it in the right way, or you're using simply an old form which is missing some questions. That means that an MPI officer will not be happy because they have to follow the rules, and the inspections will cost you money. In some situations, they charge $100 an hour to look for the goods and make sure it's clean and complies with New Zealand biosecurity requirements. Last but not least, there is a very handy, it's a free tool which everyone can use to estimate import customs fees, and it's called What's My Duty Estimator. I'll make sure we will link all the resources and tools in the comments later so you can access them when you're free. This tool, although it says it's for personal items, it is a good calculator to work out what are you gonna import taxes be. because what when you import commercial goods and if you use an experienced customs broker, they will be able to tell you, is there an exemption? Is there a concession code on your particular goods? For example, if you import building materials, not many people realize that there is a duty-free concession code. And if you use a junior broker or someone that's wasn't informed about it as well, they may use a standard code, end up paying a lot of money, pretty much wasting. So once again, make sure you talk to a customs broker in advance, give them the paperwork, and they will be able to tell you, is there a concession code? Sometimes they may charge you for the consultancy, but if you've got a good relationship with your customs broker and you give them business on a regular basis, I'm sure they will be able to help you out and give you a free advice here and there. Let's move to another common mistake that people make when they import goods to New Zealand. I'm just going through my notes here to make sure I cover the most valuable information for you. When you import goods to New Zealand, one of the common mistakes is with the transport document. While you may think that buying the goods as a director of a company and then relying on your supplier to complete all the paperwork correctly to meet New Zealand customs requirements, it may not be the case, because the supplier, they mainly are concerned about the export requirements. And once they've received the payment, they getting less worried about what's going to be happening at the other end with your shipment when it arrives to New Zealand. And we see a lot of documents that comes to a New Zealand customs broker and it is not complete properly. For example, the importer could be the director who paid for the goods, which and it is declared on the paperwork. But in fact, the registered entity with New Zealand customs is the limited company, which is also owned by the same director. And it kind of makes sense for you, but it is not gonna make sense legally for the government agency, because once again, they have to follow the rules and you're gonna get in trouble, because if they are not matching, it means the documents are not completed correctly. So you wanna make sure that all documents match, especially if you import a lot of expensive goods, because you may be penalized on cargo storage if you don't do it on time, and you're just not gonna have a very good experience when you import goods to New Zealand. Make sure the consignee, the importer, on the shipping documents, on the commercial invoice and all other documents is the same entity. So if it's a registered company, then request your supplier to mention the same company everywhere. So the importer is the same that's got the customs client code with the New Zealand customs. One question is, will an importer be able to recover duty already paid if incorrectly charged by customs broker? It is possible, but once again, why do you want to get into the trouble of doing that, reversing that, writing a lot of explanation emails to the government agency or to the customs broker? Because the government may consider that you're trying to hide something, and it may not be the case. But once you've lodged all your customs clearances, it's a lot harder to reverse everything back if you suddenly realize there is a mistake. Another tip, actually, after thinking about it, you want to check with your customs broker that you're paying the correct amount of taxes, because there is always going to be a risk of a human error, even by an experienced customs broker. And you are the importer, you are the main responsible party that you comply with all the regulations and with all the tax rules. Before you submit the documents to the customs and any other government agencies, it pays for you to quickly check the main points. Obviously, you are busy with your work or your business, and you have to rely and you want to rely on a professional like a customs broker or freight forwarder. But for the first couple of times and on a random basis, you want to check the documents from your customs broker before it goes to the customs, especially when you import expensive items, to make sure that you do not overpay too much. I've got a question from Ruth Fernandez, who is asking, could you advise what's the estimate cost to import items value under $1,000? Thank you for the question, Ru. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. It depends on a lot of factors. I know you hate the answer. Are you asking about the estimated cost of the customs fees? If that's the case, then allow at least 15% on import GST, New Zealand tax, so that's $150. Then customs transaction fee, that's roughly $50. So all up, you're gonna pay at least $200. You may have to pay duty. Once again, it's better to have a look at all your documents to give a better advice. It depends on the country of manufacture, on the type of the goods that you import. If you want to know about the freight costs, then send us an email or mention all your details in the notes and we will reply back to you. We would need to know the pickup, the loading port, the weight, the dimension of the goods, and the description of the items to give you a proper advice. Other questions here? Where an importer can find information about the rules and document requirements to meet biosecurity standards? There is a lot of free information online on government agency websites like mpi.govt.nz, or if you simply Google New Zealand MPI biosecurity. I'm actually surprised how well designed information on this website, even though there is a lot of information because it's very complex, but it is there, you can access it. You don't have to pay anyone else if you have time and you want to go through that all yourself. Second option is obviously to get a consultancy from a local experienced New Zealand customs broker, and they will be able to ask the right questions and give you a couple of free tips. And if you want to pay them, I'm sure they'll be able to give a more comprehensive answer specific to your shipment. Last but not least, the third option is you can walk in inside a local office of the government agency like New Zealand Customs or New Zealand MPI, and they have a lot of free brochures, or if it's a simple advice, they may be able to give you that over the counter. I'm gonna go through other questions. By the way, if you enjoy the information, I will appreciate if you give the thumbs up. Subscribe to our show to make sure you get notified of the next talk we're gonna have and you do not miss any valuable information. We have a question from Sean, who is asking, if you have 3 cartons from the supplier in air freight, will customs charge duty as one shipment or will they charge on 3 individual cartons? Sean, that will depend. If they arrive all at the same time, then yes, New Zealand Customs will charge everything as one consignment. And in saying that, there are some people that try to split the shipment, one shipment in 3 different shipments, just to avoid taxes. And New Zealand Customs, New Zealand Post is getting smarter about it. They can track if it's the same supplier, the same importer. They can stop all your shipments and they will ask you questions, because if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and they are very expensive computers to track all importers and make sure they collect the taxes. So in saying that, I think you should allow for your 3 consignments coming from one supplier to be treated as one if they arrive together or at a close date. And obviously if you've paid at the same time, you've got one paperwork, one commercial invoice, then yes, it's going to be treated as one consignment. I've got more questions coming in. I've got another question from Henrik, is asking, do you help shipping importing frozen goods from EU country Denmark? We do customs clearance of frozen perishable items. We do not organize the freight of the items from Europe to New Zealand, because in many situations your supplier would be able to book it directly with the shipping line. If it's a full container, you get a lot cheaper rates if you do that way. Although you still should consult with a local New Zealand customs broker before you pay for the freight or arrange your documents to avoid all these mistakes that I mentioned earlier. And it's a lot more complex than just your dry general cargo, because you've got to meet extra food and safety requirements. You have extra paperwork from New Zealand MPI. We do give advice on that. And if you want to organize freight, we always advise to talk to your supplier, because I'm sure they export on a regular basis. If they've done it before, they know the export requirements, they know how to package it properly, and they will organize either big or small shipment for you without any problem. And we can talk to your supplier, whether it's a commercial, general, dry cargo, or perishable cargo. We can talk to your supplier, we can give them advice how to complete paperwork as well. Another question, just a note, that GST requirements will change under the new rule, where where GST will be automatically charged for the goods up to $1,000. Alex is saying that he is more of an expert in this side of things. He is a senior customs broker, and if I'm not mistaken, it means that when the new rule comes into effect, you will not have to pay, you will not have to organize the customs clearance. It's going to be done automatically at the point of sale, and you will pay the taxes at the point of sale, and you simply receive the goods at your doorstep, because it's going to be all done when you pay for the goods. I'm going to go through other questions. Thank you for these requests. I appreciate them. Feel free to type them and we'll answer every single one. And if you missed anything, please type it again, because we've got a big stream of questions here. I have another question. If you have several cartons per supplier from, say, 3-4 different suppliers, and they are shipped together from Australia, do you have to pay separate handling charges, or does shipping it together reduce the cost? In many cases, yes. If you combine all your orders together, you will save on customs clearance charges, because New Zealand customs brokers, they charge per clearance. Say if you pay $100 per consignment, per order, then instead of paying it three times, you're gonna pay it only once. So you save at least a couple of $100 by combining all your shipments. But the tax-wise, in saying that, yes, the tax will be the same 15%, at least import GST, there could be duty, but you're not gonna pay customs transaction fee $50 three times, you're gonna pay it only once, so you're gonna save here as well. So it was a follow-up question, when does it come into effect. I will let our customs team to check the date, and if we can find the date during the live talk, we will mention it now. Otherwise, we will mention it later in the notes. Another question from Sean, which is the same question about the new tax rules. I've got the answer for you guys. It's estimated to come into effect on the 1st of October this year. So I've mentioned to you that it's good to get advice from a customs broker in advance. Then you have to make sure you check all your paperwork before you import goods to New Zealand, and before you put them inside the container and lock them up to avoid mistakes. The importer has to be exactly the same entity on all your shipping documents. Now, the third tip that I'm gonna mention is how you can save money on freight. There were a lot of things that already discussed, some things were mentioned by the listeners. When you combine the freight, you will save on the handling charges. Then the other ways you can save on freight is if you ask your freight forwarder to give you several options, because in many situations there is a fast and expensive option and a slow but cheaper option. So it depends on your circumstances. If you can wait one or two extra weeks, you can save a couple of $100s, and especially if it's a full container, in many cases you can save $500 or more. So keep that in mind and ask these questions, because a lot of freight forwarders, they may think that you need the goods as soon as possible and they give you the fastest option, but it may not be the cheapest. Once again, if you've just joined us, we're talking about common mistakes that New Zealand importers make when they buy goods from suppliers and how you can avoid them. Feel free to ask any questions down in the comments below. We will read every single one and answer them during the talk or later. If we missed anything, please type them again, and we appreciate your time. I have another question from Tracy. What do I have to do to start importing products from USA? Well, it's about $5,000, $5,500. Do you offer this, or do I go to New Zealand Customs? New Zealand Customs can offer you some advice on import requirements. You can get it for free online, or if you walk in their local customs office. And yes, our company easyfreight.co.nz can offer you freight service. We can offer you New Zealand customs clearance service. We can give you some advice how to avoid common mistakes. We can organize the whole transport from start to finish. We can talk to your supplier and we can give you the full service. Just send us an email or leave your details down in the comments below, and one of our team members, we will be in touch with you and will assist you in any way that you require. Last but not least, I'm gonna say another way how you can save money on freight. This is one of the most regular mistakes that unfortunately New Zealand importers make without realizing that there is a cheaper way to do it. They pay for the freight service to their supplier and do not realize there will be another set of charges when your cargo arrives to New Zealand. For example, when you pay for the freight to your supplier and your supplier will say shipping terms, cost and freight, or shipping terms, cost insurance freight, that means they are responsible for shipping the goods to the closest port that you have both agreed on. If you have paid for the shipping to the Auckland port, then you'll be surprised to get another invoice from a third party, from a local freight agent or shipping line, for additional port service charges or some documentation fees. And if it's a full container, it could be anywhere from $500 to $1,000 or more that you didn't budget for. Then you would have to obviously organize the transport from the port, so there is a lot of other fees that your supplier may not tell you, because it's not that they're bad or they're trying to hide something, it's just that they are not an expert in that type of area. They are responsible for providing good quality goods and make sure that it goes out for export, and you are, as a New Zealand importer, you have to make sure that you comply with the New Zealand customs regulations and New Zealand MPI regulations and other regulations that will apply to your goods, and obviously then organize the rest, like customs clearance, transport from the port, container unloading, etc. If you want to avoid it, then one of the ways is speak to a local freight forwarder, get at least 3 quotes from different companies, speak to one of our staff members, and we'd be able to give you several options so you can pick and choose how you want it. You can compare it, and our team can compare it for free and explain you the whole process to make sure you understand it and avoid very costly mistakes. And most importantly, you will save a lot of stress by doing it properly from the beginning. We have another question from Sean. If your supplier says there are shipping to your door, does this avoid the extra freight charges in New Zealand? The supplier can say to you whatever they want. The most important thing is, are they saying it? And are they saying it? Do they know what they are saying? And do they know New Zealand regulations? Would you be able to chase them or keep them accountable if something goes wrong? Because if they're based overseas, and we had this situation at least several times where they just stopped picking up the phone. This is an unfortunate situation, but it does happen because the supplier didn't realize that when they ship to your door, it means they ship to the closest port. And if you want to avoid it, you can ask them which shipping line will they use, or which airline are they planning to send the goods to New Zealand. Then you can talk to this shipping line, airline, or the company that they will use and ask them, is it actually gonna arrive at your door? Is it a full service? Are there any hidden costs? And if you've got it in writing from a local New Zealand company, you have more advantages and you will be protected by the New Zealand law, because if it's written or said by your supplier overseas, you're not going to be able to, or it's going to be very hard for you to prove something in the court if you want to dispute, I don't know, $1,000 of unexpected fees, because whatever is said by the supplier may be not completely correct, or you have misunderstood each other. And once again, they may not do it on purpose if you deal with a reputable company overseas. It's just that in their mind, yeah, they sent the goods. For example, in some countries, it's a common practice for you to have your own customs broker. And it's for them, it's a common practice for them to have their own New Zealand, or not New Zealand, their local customs broker. So they would think that you would have your own local customs broker and your local customs broker would handle the rest. And this is where miscommunication could happen. And it's better for you to forward this email to a local customs broker and see if there are any other extra costs, or ask your supplier, are there any other extra costs? Did they do it in the past? If your supplier says, yes, we've done it, I don't know, 20 times in the past, there were no problems, and they can guarantee you, then chances are, yes, there won't be any hidden costs. And you can read the reviews about the supplier. You can ask for references, for the testimonials, from other clients, ask do they have other New Zealand importers, and if everything sounds correct, if there is nothing dodgy happening, then yes, you can go ahead and ask your supplier to ship it to your door. We have another question: in what cases should I get customs import code? How much does New Zealand customs require to issue the code? Thank you, Ben. I forgot to mention about it because it is another regular mistake that New Zealand importers make. They do not realize that to get a New Zealand customs client code could take at least 2 working days, especially in the peak season, like before Christmas or during some holidays in New Zealand. They will have a big backlog of other jobs. And if you imagine that when you import urgent air freight that's arriving tomorrow and you don't have a New Zealand customs client number that could take another 2 days, you may get into trouble, because a lot of airports now start charging you at least $200 a day of storage, and you've got only one free storage day at the airport. If you don't do your paperwork in advance, you may pay for no reason at least extra $200 or even more, because you'd have to, once you've done your customs client number, you still have to submit it to New Zealand Customs and other department agencies. And they may ask additional questions if your documents have some mistakes that could delay by another 1 or 2 days. Without doing much, you have to allow at least, if you are a new importer, you have to allow at least 4 working days. If you're doing it for the first time or you have just started, to do it properly, speak to a local customs broker in advance, at least several weeks or before you do any payments to your supplier overseas. I want to appreciate your time. Thank you for all these questions. If you want to learn other New Zealand business tips and avoid common mistakes, make sure you subscribe to our channel and stay tuned, because more good stuff coming soon. Thank you.